They're pretty, aren't they?
They are. Mech pretty much. Mm.
Do you have any trouble with trees in your cesspool or your septic tank?
Oh, I have never had. We had out at Cloud Chief where we live, we have the Chinese elephant. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pretty. They make a big long root and they go way out, y'all. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of people built those septic tanks, and those roots tear them down. I've heard of that. But by the time I built a septic tank, the manufacturing firms had got pretty smart, mm-hmm. and they sold us a material which they call the Orangeburg. Mm-hmm. And they say when a root hits that, it burns it up.
Well,
I don't know how it happened, but they say a root cannot penetrate.
I'm glad to hear that. That's what I've got. I didn't know that.
Well, that's what they'll tell you.
Well, that's interesting.
I put one in that cloud sheaf and 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, septic tank. And there's some big Chinese elms in there. I said, listen, mister, if those elms does this septic tank like it did my cistern over there, see, they went against that concrete cistern, pushed that concrete off in great holes. The roots. He said, mister, they'll never touch that. He said, that's built. When that root gets up there, it says it burns it up, kills it, and it never bothers your...
Well...
That's what he told me. It's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And it's been there, as I said, 5 or 6 years, I've never had a bit of trouble. Mm-hmm. And trees sitting all around there. But they'll ruin your cisterns. Mm-hmm.
Do you have that bush around here that has those 8 or 9 fingered leaves, and up on top there'll be a clump of red berries?
Well, let's see, we have the out on the river. What do we call those, Mom? Those bushes out there that makes those red berries we used to gather out there, out at home. We'd get those bunch of red berries and you take them for decoration. Red bud? No. I don't know. We have them, but I don't know what they're called.
Shoemake?
Oh, yeah, shoemake. We have lots of shoemake. We haven't yet. But now, that's a different berry than what I thought.
Oh.
We don't call those berries. Uh-huh. Now, these things I'm talking about makes a little red, clear berry, and you can just squeeze it like that, and it's soft and juicy. But that shoemaker.
I don't know the one you're talking about, but I don't know the name for it.
Well, I can't either. But that shoemaker makes a cluster, you see. Mm-hmm. And they're more solid, and they're purple. And instead of, they're more purple now already. We have a lot of those out there yet.
Mm-hmm. How about that three-leafed vine? I was talking about it a while back.
That poison ivy?
Yeah.
You want to watch it.
You say you're not bothered with it.
I'm not susceptible or allergic. It don't bother me. I'm not allergic to it. Uh-huh.
Well, I am. I just itching.
Although now, you know, we have the 5-leaf ivy.
Yeah.
That is not even poison.
Yeah.
We use that for decoration.
That's the kind I like.
Yeah. But that 3-leaf don't bother me.
You don't itch from any of these, huh? Is there anything that does make you itch that way?
I hardly ever itch. Mm-hmm. I've been very lucky on that score.
Do you have any special word for a group of trees in open country?
Mm-hmm. I don't know where it originated. I think it's pure ignorance, but they say there's a big clunk of trees out there.
Mm-hmm. A what?
Clunk.
Uh-huh.
A clunk of trees, timber.
How about a place where the brush grows thick?
Out in the country here, in the open country?
Uh-huh.
We haven't had a lot of experience with that around here. Of course, I know what a watered spot is in the desert. I know what that's an oasis.
Uh-huh.
But you're not talking about an oasis.
How about land where scrubby oak grows? Or do you have that around here?
We don't in this country. Now, over in the sticks you talked about, they have lots of it.
Over in the sticks, huh?
Yeah, that's the jack oaks in there.
Uh-huh.
And there.
Do you call that anything special?
Not that I know.
How about the word shinry?
Shinry, that's right. I just couldn't think of it. Oh. They talk about that.